told me the instruments of our symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. The string family is close, most look alike and match. Hollow wooden bodies with four strings attached. A bow is used on the strings to make a sound. Strings play loud or bland in the background. Now let's meet the strings.
Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! Last episode, we met the vibrant viola.
Today, we will be continuing with the string family, and we get to meet the charming cello.
My friend, Mr. Shovels, the snow person, has been really enjoying learning the cello with his new teacher. Let's welcome them. Hi, Mr. Shovels.
Hi, Vincent. Meet the spectacular cellist, Karen Schultz-Harmon.
Thank you, Mr. Shovels.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Meet the Instruments. Can you tell us a little about why you chose to play the cello?
Sure, Vincent. Well, I actually started playing the violin, and then my orchestra director asked me if I would play the cello because our orchestra was not going to have any cellos in the cello section. And so I thought, yes, I'm so excited to do this because I've always wanted to play the cello. And I got really, really lucky because he asked me to do it.
That's awesome! So the cello kind of chose you.
It did.
Karen, would you please show us your cello?
I would love to. Ta-da!
Wow! That looks like a giant violin!
Karen's cello has a large hollow wooden body with an hourglass shape with four strings attached that stretch beyond the body over a long neck and connect to four pegs at the end, just like the violin and viola.
It looks really heavy, though. How are you going to put that under your chin?
Well, we actually hold the cello just like this. There's an end pin at the bottom, which rests on the ground.
So we hold it upright in front of us.
And that's how we hold it up and play the cello.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I bet that's much easier and more comfortable than trying to play it under your chin.
It sure is. That end pin can really hurt.
So does a cello make a sound the same way as a viola and a violin?
It sure does. We have a bow, which we can pull across the strings. Then we can also use our fingers to strum or pluck.
Cool! The plucking's called pizzicato, right?
That's right, Vincent.
So the cello is bigger than the violin and the viola, so it must play lower, right?
It sure does. Also, I can play a high, like a violin.
Wow! The range is huge on a cello! But what was that really cool thing you just did by sliding your fingers?
That's called a glissando, or sometimes we say gliss for short.
Cool! So Karen, with an instrument so big, how are you able to play so high?
Well, when we put a finger on a string, what happens is we're shortening the strings.
When we have a finger at the very end of the string is longest, so it plays a lower note.
And so if I play the note, and I take my finger and I slide higher, I'm shortening the string, and I'm making the pitch go higher. But if I bring my finger the other direction, the notes go lower.
So the longer the string, the lower the note. The shorter the string, the higher the note. And you can make the string really short, and it goes really high. Is that right?
You got it.
Cool.
You know another cool thing about the cello and the other string instruments, Vincent? They come in smaller sizes, so you can start learning to play when you're really young and small and work your way up to the bigger sizes. I have a half-size cello. I hope someday to get a full size like Karen's.
We've learned about treble clef for the higher instruments and bass clef for the lower instruments and tenor clef for in between and even the very special alto clef for violas. Which clef do cellists read?
Almost all of those. We play in bass clef, we play in tenor clef, and treble clef.
Karen, will you please play something for us on the cello?
Sure. I'm going to play a piece called Farajaka, except I'm going to play a minor version of Farajaka.
What does minor mean?
Minor is where the piece sounds sad versus major, where the piece sounds happy.
Oh, so you're going to play sad Farajaka?
That's right.
Some of the cool techniques you can do on the cello.
I'll do it, even though you told that joke again. So we can play ricochet, which is where we throw the bow at the string. It sounds like this. We can do harmonics, and those sound like this.
Ooh, creepy.
And we can play metal cello, which sounds distorted.
Yeah! Rock on, Karen!
Karen, would you like to play the duet we've been working on for Vincent? You know, the one with the flurry of notes?
I would love to. Shovels, that was amazing. You are on fire. So much so, I thought you were going to melt.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, I gotta be careful. That's why I practice in the freezer.
Thank you so much for being here with us today, Karen.
Thank you, Vincent.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time when we will get to meet the largest member of the string family, the big bass. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The cello is the best instrument in the orchestra because it can play high like a violin, low like a bass. It's got the full range. What more could you ask for?
And it's cool!
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by The Nerks and Portland Columbia Symphony. funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buetti, starring Karen Schultz-Harmon, Mr. Shovels, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.
Organ Repertory Singers Youth Choir is a place to discover and develop your love of singing. You can participate in community-building retreats, work with the biggest composers in choral music, and perform in exciting concerts, festivals, and tours. You can sing all school year with their community of kindergarten through 12th grade singers. You can learn about financial aid, how to enroll, and other details online at orsingers.org.